Sex in the City. There's no show like Sex and the City. This long journey with Sex and the City has finally come to an end, one that I never wanted to come. I've been on my phone this whole morning and desperately I need to rest my eyes right now. But not as soon as I finish this one. I feel this calling in me to pour out all my love and gratefulness for this show, and my personal unstoppable love for Samantha Jones. I'm never good at using fancy creative words to express love, so I'm just go in the rudely straightforward way, and definitely Samantha's way. Girl, I fucking love you. I love Samantha for life! And she will never fade away with the show because she's becoming part of me. And I know for sure she's being part of hundreds of millions of girls all around the world. She is growth. I read this passage with my whole heart on it, so I appreciate you for your generous patience and connections with my words. I'm not good at this foreign language literature, but I promise I'm doing my best to make it beautiful. And you know what's good? I just found out I'm definitely a feeling-oriented person. I know I always got this passion for music and art, but that hasn't distracted me from working on being an independent, rational, logical lawyer to survive in this fast-developing northern society. And for this time, wow. I just found out words got me too. I never felt this great about writing and how good it is to spit out all these feelings. Man, I love writing. Or I could say I love expressing, no matter art, music, performing, or literature. They're all the same at the core, and it lightens up my life. Couldn't believe it. I just found out who I am. Back to the show. I know I'm a little bit slipping away from the theme. It's Sex and the City's time. Let's not steal it from her. Yes, I said her. If there's any pronouns I have to pick for Sex and the City, it's absolutely a her. She's made for girls, influencing girls, and changing girls. No matter which generation you are in, at the end of this century, we will all be Gen Sex and the City. I appreciate all the screenwriters, directors, producers, and of course these four fabulous actresses to make this show the one of a kind. She will live in us forever. There is so much to talk about that I have lost myself on what to start with. It doesn't matter. We're gonna take our time on this one, like sipping the best wine. The last thing hit me like my best friend is leaving. I've been waiting anxiously from the very beginning to see the final outcomes of this New York modern love story. It's also me refusing to finish the last episode once, which is done, the show is officially over. It blows up my mind every time that the show would actually come to an end. Which feels like they're putting me in this graduation ceremony, which I haven't had enough in my entire life. I refuse to wave goodbye like I wouldn't let my favorite professor finish her last class. I've learned so much about being a woman, living like a woman, and enjoying being a woman. It's the kind of lesson nobody will ever teach you but her. It doesn't lecture you in your face, but touches you, moves you, and inspires you through your life. Once you graduate from it, congratulations, a life has just started. I don't know how many times I've cried on it, but this time it's for friendship. At the very end of this sex sentence, Carrie came back from Paris and reunited with her friends. The moment she stepped into the cafe holding the three she'd loved to her death, sharp screams burst out, accompanied by Miranda, Samantha, and Charlotte jumping over the table, sprinting toward Carrie and hugging her like baby koalas holding the last eucalyptus in the earth. I teared down. Even though I've watched thousands of scenes like this, I would never get enough of these four. Their friendship is the spark of this show. However, I wouldn't agree friendships is the only theme through lots of audiences, though lots of audiences comment friendship is the most impressive thing in this show. In my perspective, it's nothing but very mundane, normal, happening every day around us kind of friendship. We get impressed because they're all put together on screen. If we got a chance to watch our life as a movie, we would be amazed how great friendships we've had in our life. Friends are so precious, not to say good friends. They're gifts sent by God. If I'm asked to name a theme of Sex and the City, it would be Samantha. I'm telling you, I'm not done with this woman. Never. I don't know if this actress is Samantha-ish or not in real life, but I would send my greatest appreciation for her acting Samantha out to the best. She has performed the sexiest women in New York City. Fearless, bold, fun, brave, always keeping her head up, the best example of living for the moment. Samantha has already been so impressive, so I'm not going to repeat those compliments on her persona. Here, I want to talk about her style. Yes, fashion of Sam, not Carrie. Carrie has always been famous for her style in this show. I know. I'm super impressed by Carrie's delicate but chill, elegant but naughty, typical New York style, and how she has put so many layers. Gloves, heels, beret, scarf, and elements, lace, fur, leather, silk, all together. It's complex. It always gave me this feeling how impressive her outfits would be for men. However, Samantha's fashion is another picture. If Carrie's style is about being beautiful, Samantha's is being sexy. As hot as possible. Not for men, but for herself. Bright blue suit with tiger printed scarf across half shoulder. Deep V-neck one-piece silky dress with crazily shiny diamonds. That is the style of Samantha. For me, Sam's style is 10 times more impressive than Carrie's. But the best decoration is not the clothes, but her personality. She's just expressing herself through the pieces. I think that's what fashion really is about. She even motivates me to live in New York. Although I'm such a weather person and being able to dress however I like is one of my life principles. Los Angeles fits me perfectly, except the weird relationship and bubble-ish culture. So I never got this desire to live in New York. But Samantha, she invents a new way to live in New York. Dress like a lion. If that is what New York is about, I would love to give it a shot. At the end of this passage, I would like to give my best wishes to all the women in this world. We deserve all the best, and we are much more than we have ever imagined. Let's bring that all out and let the world drop their jaws. Go shine, girls. Go shine. The end.